解决纠纷难道只能打官司？不用那么麻烦，上您传授三字诀 ADR 诉讼外纷争解决机制，像是邻居纷争、消费争议、劳资问题或甚至医疗纠纷，都可以利用 ADR 来解决，程序简单有效率，并且不用花大钱，方便、快速又和谐。遇到纠纷选择 ADR， 不必打官司，让你省时又省钱。
以上广告由司法院提供。
Hey, camera rolling, audio rolling. This is a big try. 3, 2, 1. Season number 2, everybody.
Season number 2.
How's it going, my bro?
It's been so long. I feel like it's been forever.
Bro, actually was really big long.
Yeah.
Because you went to Korea in the moment was producing the season number one.
Right, and we pre-recorded everything, right?
Yeah, so, I like this. Like,
has it been 2 months? No. Has it been 2 months?
Will be. Actually, very close, months.
2 months.
But before that, you have
But I know you miss me, yeah. I know. you just can't live without me, that's why. And plus, have you guys noticed...He lost some weight and I gained some weight. Yeah. I look so much bigger right now.
The way that I lost, you gained.
Yeah, yeah.
But everybody, if you didn't notice that, now, like we promised with you in the episode number 10,
yes.
Now we are in the new studio, we are in the new things, we have a new equipment, and we are really renewed. Everything is new.
Yes. And new energy, new environment.
Yeah, totally.
Possibly season number 3, new host. I don't know.
But now we are going to start. We are going to inaugurate this new season with this. Hello, everybody. I'm Ape Swago Menu. It's me, Concor.
And it's me, Tyler.
And this is Bros Ball. How was your trip?
From the bottom of my heart. It was the best thing I've ever done.
Did you apply the techniques?
I did.
Oh!
I tried the one. Say, hey, my friend wants to know you, and then you know that person was just like, really? Where? I was like, here. And they really laughed. It was like, I don't know, like maybe I was goofy or something, and then they laughed. And yeah, we had a good time together.
Follow to Uncle Concor.
Yeah.
What if you want more tips, you can follow me on my Instagram.
He's married. Again, he is married. He's taken already, yeah?
Bro.
If you want to send him a message, send it to me, please. Yeah.
Because you're a lawyer.
Yes.
Okay, okay.
But I'm just, yeah. Open for him. Mm-hmm. For anything, yeah.
No, I'm just kidding. In this condition about the sexuality in Taiwan, that's maybe a dangerous sentence, bro. Like in the first thing I told you, you need to take care of your words, bro.
I need to take care of my words. Yeah.
Because you are open to everything. You're open to everything, so that's maybe.
I mean, obviously, I am attracted to women. Yes. I just put it that way.
Bro, I don't know if you...
Oh my god, that sounded like I just came out as straight, right? That sounded like coming out.
No, that's but, that's a acting. We are actors.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? And this is going to set a relationship with this, okay? We are actors.
Yeah.
How you can act in like a drunk person?
Well, you get into the character, and the character is drunk, then.
Yeah, but how? How is the best way?
You have the best to way. Get drunk before, right?
That's a really good person. It's not professional.
No, that's called method acting.
Acting like a drunk person, you need to acting like a sober.
Okay.
Because a drunk person try to acting like a sober.
Mm-hmm.
Like I say, yeah, I'm no, I don't do drugs.
How does that?
So
what does that have to do with being gay or being straight?
Try to acting like you are really straight. It means you are super gay.
You never know until you know, right? Yeah. If you're interested, call me. What is the topic of today?
So, the topic of today is we asking to the people to tell us about the breakup stories.
Yes.
Like when you fence up, bye-bye.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a really big story?
I do.
But the first question is... What is the things that makes you break with a person? Break the relationship with a person?
I mean, obviously, you are two different people, right? And then slowly but surely, you would start to realize, oh, we have so much difference. And, you know, like, maybe you create conflicts after conflicts. And sometime for me is like from my past experience, kind of like everything kind of pile up until one day you're just like, oh, it's not working. Like you've tried, really. Like you know that you've tried, you know the other person also have tried, but probably just maybe you guys are not compatible. And that's when I was like, I tried to break up peacefully, but sometimes it didn't end that well, you know?
Mm-hmm. It's because I make this reflection mm-hmm. for me. Before to get married,
yes.
Before to propose to my wife to be mm-hmm. my wife, I think that people now in this time is really keep up. I feel like now in this moment, the people is just choose. They just like maybe attract the physical things, mm-hmm. or like maybe just the situation. Like, my whole friends have a girlfriend and I need a girlfriend.
Oh, that is the worst. I wanted to longer be single, I mean, and then just get yourself a girlfriend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then at the end of the day, you find one problem, and this problem make it like one excuse mm-hmm. to break the relationship.
Yeah.
But mm-hmm. don't fight for the love.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember? It's a really famous reels, like uh-huh. at the John Wick.
Yeah.
In one interview, they uh-huh. say, if you are a lover, you need to be a fighter.
Mm.
Because if you don't fight for your love, what kind of love you have? So that's make me think and make me understand like don't give up really yeah. easy. Try yeah. to fight mm-hmm. until you see that relationship is really dead.
I think it's really important to be a fighter. And I think like nowadays, a lot of people, they tend to give up. Yes. But at the same time, I think like with more and more people getting divorced, I mean, obviously nobody steps into a marriage wanting to get a divorce. Like nobody, no one would want to do that. But we see a lot of people getting divorced. It's probably also, yes, like you said, there are less and less fighter now, but there are also more and more people realize that they can be a lover, they can be a fighter, but they cannot be a god. They cannot be a savior. You know, like when you realize mm-hmm. that, oh, that person is really maybe mentally unstable, or they have like anger control kind of issue. If you really recognize that as some kind of like a toxic trait, I think more and more people, they're now just like, I don't think I can fix you, and I don't intend on fixing you. And that's like your life assignment that you have to try to figure that out. And I'm sorry, I can't be there, you know, with you and for you. But I think that's like, my mom just told me this morning, like nobody steps into a marriage wanting to get a divorce. And my mom, she is a divorcee, and I just feel like that really influenced how I see marriage. I'm like, yeah, I mean, like without having a father figure from my childhood, I obviously dream of one day I can become like an awesome father that is always there in the picture, because I never really
had that. You mean father or husband? Because you're confused two topics. One topic is be a father, and one topic is be a husband.
Well, but to me, it's like the same thing. I want to be a loving husband and a father, if possible.
Okay.
Because I've never really had that. And I think like some people, if they lack of that, they would just be like, oh no, I'm just naturally not good at that. I was not cut out for that. But for me, I think my inner child really needed that love. So I wanted to be able to provide that kind of love in the future, you know? So yeah, that's just
me. So I make one question. If now you have a one girlfriend,
mm-hmm.
or maybe you meet that one girl.
Yes.
You have a one night, a really passion night.
One night?
Yeah. Okay. At least, you know, you mean that one really, okay, you mean that one person,
gotcha,
okay?
Gotcha, yes.
Yeah, you get a one crazy night. What happens if you have a one baby? Would you like to marry this gear?
Bro, it's one night. Do I love her?
I ask you.
Would
you like to? That is the reason. That's why I ask you. Be a father is different to be a husband. Father, you can be father in one night.
It's really hard for me to put in that case, because I would never have those kind of human interaction unless I really feel strongly about that person.
So my question was that, because I have one story about be father.
Yes.
And be a boyfriend, and that's the reason why I break with this girl.
Oh, you have a okay.
Everybody, you need to stay. You need to wait, because we are going to start with the story of Tyler.
Sure. About breakup story. This is not like a personal story, but this is by far one of like the most bizarre and craziest one I've ever heard. So this girl, so she's dating this guy, right? And
why you don't tell your story?
No, because this one is like so much fun. So much more fun than mine. Okay. I can assure you.
Okay.
So this girl is dating this guy, but prior to their dating, they actually like step into the like a serious relationship. She mm-hmm. knew that he had a kind of like a car accident or something with his ex. Yeah. So therefore, I think there was like an aneurysm, like a clot, like a blood clot in his brain.
Okay.
So he has to be really careful not to make sudden move or exercise too much or like heart rate. I think like something like that. He has to be really just calm. Yeah. And then they knew about that. And then they started dating. And so, you know, when they want to go somewhere, she would drive. She would ride the scooter for him. So she practically just like tried to take care of all of them. Like very much close to everything, and things were going okay. But he had one problem. He was very terrible at keeping the promise. Even it's just as simple as I'll pick you up at 9:30, no show. 10, no show. 11, and she would be like calling 100 times, and he would just pick up and said, "I fell asleep. I'm sorry."
But the guy is so fucking stupid.
Yeah, it is fucking stupid. And then the girl, like one day, she just couldn't take it. She's like, "I want to break up with you. I don't fucking care. You're like." No, you're like fucking baby. You're like an infant. I have to pick up after you. It's like, I am done, right? And then the guy got really upset, right? They had a huge fight. And the guy said, oh, yeah, yeah, whatever. It's in the middle of the night. So I will leave. I'll just leave. And then she said, yeah, I just get the fuck out of here. I'm going to go shower. By the time I got out, I don't want to see you. Get all of your shit and just go. Yeah. And then she went in for a shower. And when she got back, he just, you know, he was just like lying like this on his profile on the bed. And she was like, why are you still here? I told you to fuck off. And he was not responsive at all. And then he was just like, look at you, like soulless. And then she was like, what the fuck? Don't play this with me. She thought he was like faking like an episode or something, trying to start another scene. He was not responsive at all. It's just like a gigantic big baby. And then he started drooling, like saliva drooling. And she was like, yo, what the fuck? And I think like after 10 or 20 minutes, she realized that something is definitely wrong. So she called 911.
Mm-hmm.
And then the paramedics came. And then they checked him. And he was like, the pupil was not responding. Really scared. And he was just like a living dead man like this. And then he couldn't even stand up on his own. So he was being carried and then got sent to the hospital. And then later on, the ER doctor told her that the aneurysm, the blood clot in his brain, exploded. Because he was too, I think he was like the mood swing, he was too upset, and then it just kaboom blew up in his brain. And then he kind of, I don't know, I think it's probably like kind of like having a stroke or something. It was really bad, like,
yeah,
brain
totally
damage.
Totally.
Yeah, so that's why he lost like all the language and all the, you know, like he just could not respond at all, and he could not stand. And so,
and what happened? He died?
He did not die, but he stayed baby for quite a long time. And she was like, so what do I do? I already broke up with him like minutes ago. What do I do? But then he kind of just still have to like had to take care of him, I think, for like quite some time. And until he's like, okay, luckily, I think he started to recover, you know. What would you do if you really like literally minutes ago you broke up with this girl? You were like so upset, so freaking done. You want nothing with, but she was still in your house. And then she suddenly became like and drooling. What would you do? How would you take care of the situation?
Call 911 and call her parents. If I have
and
the number.
And just drop her there?
No, like, I call 999. Call 999, okay? Yeah. And then,
oh, it's 999 in Peru?
199.
199, ah. We, in Taiwan, it's 119.
119.
In the state, it's 9911. Yeah, so 1199? Was it? Oh, we're both so confused. Anyway, we call the
point
we
is
call
call,
help. Yeah.
Call to the ambulance. Yes. Call to the police. Call yes. to the ambulance uh-huh. and call to the police. So first step, do this. The second step is call to the parents and tell what happened in the situation. Because of course, if you tell them what happened in the situation, they will understand.
You say, are you sure they will understand?
Damn, of course, bro.
You did this to my daughter.
Big, actually, baby, I don't know story. If I told you. Like, yeah. I have one story. One, I start with one girlfriend. And just 1 week after we start the relationship, yeah. she, the same.
The same.
The same. Her
oh my
brain
God.
Explode and she go to the hospital and stay in coma for 1 month.
Coma?
Yeah.
Like, totally.
Yeah, totally. That, totally is.
What did you do?
What I did? This is for another episode. So everybody, this is for another episode.
I see. You said that you have a story about your ex.
Oh, right? Yeah. One of my, I don't know if it was one of the red line, like the red flag, like I have a baby, but I just start one relationship with a girl.
Yes.
It's like I was, let's say 18, maybe 19. Mm-hmm. Exactly, we didn't start the relationship. We was in the previous. But the problem is, when she was 16 or 15 years old. 16, I think so. She have a baby.
What do you mean? You were 19 and you were liking this girl. You were dating this girl and she had baby like prior? Like
yeah, before? Yeah. When she was 16 years old.
Oh, so you were Uncle Kanko.
That's why. So let me go to the point. So in the beginning, actually.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Every time we need to go out, we need to go to the cinema, she need to ask to her mother to take care of the baby.
Okay.
I go to the conclusion to this baby is going to grow out with my face. Mm-hmm. Look at me. If I still with this gear, maybe this baby will be looking at me. Mm-hmm. And maybe I'm going to have this kind of love with the baby.
Ah, the connection, the bond.
Yeah, but it's not my baby. Her father is still there. So it's going to be a one relationship with three persons. Mm. Because the father still needs to go to the house to see the baby. So yeah. It's a really complicated thing.
It's a bit complicated.
Yeah.
Yes.
So for me, that was a really like a clear, okay, we need to break up the relationship because this is not really coming to any way. But she was an amazing person.
She was very understanding. She just took it.
Yeah, well. She was. See.
Are you guys still in touch though?
No, just totally no. Uh-huh. How came, bro? If I finish one relationship with one of my ex friends,
bye bye, ciao.
Yeah, bye bye, ciao. I block her. I it's just bye bye. I never talk again.
I see.
You,
wow.
What about you? Did you block your ex?
Wow.
Did you block your ex girlfriend?
I did. Yeah. Eventually, yeah, because. Do you remember I told you that I kind of muted? Because uh-huh. I felt like...
Muted is not block!
But eventually I did. But not because I, you know, hate this person or something. I think it's better for my mental health. It's
totally.
Like, if I were to put like a title for the story, it's probably going to be iCloud photo. So what happened was when I was in high school, I had my first love. Actually, it started when I was in middle school. And then it like, just kind of carried out. Like it lasted for, I think, 4 or 5 years. It was like a long time, but we were in like a long distance relationship. Not like super, super far away. I was mm-hmm. in Taipei for my high school and then she was in Kaohsiung. And so we would still hang out, you know, like go to the mall or go to amusement park or something like that. And I thought, because I was young, naive and dumb, right? So I thought, oh my God, we're going to be together forever. I love you. It's okay. It doesn't matter the distance. I'll try to see if I can find like college in Kaohsiung and then we can reunite again. And it doesn't have to be that far or something like that. And she was also sometime we talked about, oh, maybe I should aim for your school because it was quite a good school. And so she was like also talking about, oh, maybe I can go to Taipei. So everything was lovely until one day I visit her, right? And at the time it was like towards the end of the semester. And so we were going to go out and I kind of just like planned this surprise thing. So I got down to Kaohsiung without telling her and I show up. I was like, hello. No, she was not like that. And then she saw me. She was so shocked. She was speechless. She was like, what are you doing here? And I'm like, what do you mean what I'm doing here? It's like it's summer break and I came here to see you. I was like, I have no friends in Kaohsiung. So obviously I came here for you. That was probably not a cool thing to do. You know, like a surprise can sometimes turn into
When I do this, what do you think? Did you kiss her? No, I'm talking about...
No, she was kissing another guy.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, she wasn't doing that. She wasn't doing that, but very close because...
Very close!
Yes. So the reason why she looked so shocked, I'm going to tell you. I'm going to reveal that later. So she was
what are you doing?
She was like, okay. I was like, well, can I come in? And she said, yeah. And she lived in a dorm. And she was like, okay, yeah, just come in, sit. And she was like so weird. I was like, okay. But then I got a message. I totally forgot. To turn in one of my assignments. And then the professor say, I am going to flunk you. I'm going to give you an F if you do not turn in by the end of this day, like by the end of today, right? And I said, oh shit, I only have my phone. So I gotta type, right? So I ask her, hey, can I borrow your like laptop for just like an hour?
She was watching.
I promise you. Uh-huh. And then she said, I don't think so. It's really, no, it's... No. And she said, no. I was like, please. I'm gonna get an F. I'm gonna have to retake the lesson, like retake the thing. And she's like, okay, but only Word doc. You do not touch anything. I said, yeah, sure. Word doc, sure. I only type, yeah? So I did. And she was like watching me all the time. And then I was like, okay, typing because I was like naive, right? I
was he like, was oh, your okay. professor in the mind.
Yeah. And then after I turned it in, right, I realized that, oh, my phone was like a low battery or like dying. So like 3-2%. So I wasn't thinking that much. You know, like at the time, you can just connect your laptop and then with your phone. And then if they're both Apple, I don't know nowadays,
oh, sorry,
but
Apple.
I don't know nowadays, but usually it would just automatically pop up. Because like, well, 10 years ago, it was like all about images
the,
and
the point,
right?
The point, what you saw, what yeah. you saw, tell me.
So I plugged in, right?
Yeah.
And then it pops up, it's like, you know, like the thing. And then, you know, like the picture that they took in bed together. And
that's what?
Just, not just, oh my fucking God,
wait,
not
wait,
just
you,
with.
The picture of you and her?
No, with her and other men. Her and other men. And I was like, and she was there. She was like, I was like, I mean, now it sounded funny, but at the time it was too shocked for me. So that was like,
yeah, I just still in show, bro.
As I recall, that was the very first day I kind of had this panic thing, anxiety attack that just came to me. I was like, whoa, it was too much for me at the time because I really
what
believed
do you do?
This person. And
what did you? What
did I do? No, I, well, it's kind of embarrassing.
You told her, okay, now is the time to break the relationship and become the business. Open our OnlyFans.
No, I was really sad. But then I asked her, do you love him? And then she
what,
said,
what?
No, because like after all the episode,
I love that.
I asked her, do you love him? And she said, well, he's always here and you're not. And
I'm
well, because that guy also lives in like the same city, like Kaohsiung, right? So I was like, do you still want to try? I know. It was really stupid. It was really stupid to suggest that. But I really wanted to work on that. Because, you know, like I thought I am going to be marrying my first love. That was really dumb. But yeah, that's just kind of like the thing that I wanted to do. And I was trying so hard to hold on to that. And then she said, I love you, but not that much anymore. So, well, she was at least very honest. And she was like, oh, well, you found out. So, bye. So that was it. So we broke up, yeah.
Okay, I think we are in the same boat because
what do you mean? We're in the same boat.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you the same with my story.
Okay.
My first girlfriend.
Yes.
With her, I discovered everything. Well, actually, it was not my...
Well, your first girlfriend was the one that you
actually
kissed...
Actually, was not my exactly first girlfriend, but was my first...
Serious girlfriend?
No, even it's not that. Was...
Oh my God, how many girlfriends did you have? Like 40?
100.
Oh my God.
No, I don't know. Even just 5. But I mean, the first girl who I have a relationship, like a sex relationship, my first time, okay? My first time, the same. I think this is going to be forever. We are going to love each other for
yes.
the end of the war, yes. the end of the life, and we are going to steal together. So, what are you finding?
It's really cute when I hear you say that.
Okay.
Because I know when I say it sounded dumb. But
okay.
then you said it anyways, yes.
Remember this face as I told her. And then suddenly one day, I started to she studied in another school.
Yeah.
I studied in another school.
Mm-hmm.
And I start to receive like a hate in my Facebook.
I
somebody
see.
Like a her classmate mm-hmm. add me to my Facebook and start to send me hate, like a hate, like a bro, she's have another boyfriend, she's in another relationship.
Uh-huh.
You must be finished the relationship. She is not
I
for
see.
You or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Start to send me hate like this. And I told her, like, okay, look at the face, how it changed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? Now it's cute? No, it's cute. What the fuck? After day by day, one day she told me, like, we need to finish the relationship.
Oh, she was really dating someone?
And I told her, like, why? Why are you doing this for me? And she told me, like, I can tell you.
What do you mean?
I can tell you.
No, you have to know. You have the right to know.
I told her, like, if you really love me in one point of this relationship, you need to tell me.
Yeah.
And she told me, like, you will know. And the same person who started to send me hate, she take my phone and she answered to the person, I know who are you. You are the professor, blah, blah, blah. I already finished the relationship with her, with him.
Mm-hmm.
After 3 months,
yeah,
she called me. Like I say, I was dating with my teacher. He was my teacher. And I'm pregnant.
With the professor's baby?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was high school or university?
High school.
Oh my God.
And they decided to keep it.
Yes.
And they got married?
Yes, eventually. And then finished like a gay divorce, but yeah.
Whoa, the teacher. Wow.
And the teacher was the person who created this fake account. And the teacher was who started to send me hate in my face.
But is it even legal to date?
She don't want to demand. I think she fall in love with that guy.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think so, but they have a baby.
That was your first love, right? First, like, really serious one.
Oh, what's the first time who I give you my flower?
Your flower? What do you mean? You're not a girl. It's like, okay, you lost your virginity.
But I have a flower. What is what you call this? It's not a flower. It's a flower, this. How you can call this?
I see. Flower. Wait. You mean flower?
Yeah, flower.
Flower. Why? Why would you call that a flower?
How is the form of the flower?
Like this?
Yeah, put your hand.
Yeah?
Yeah, this is my penis. This is my flower.
Wait. Oh.
I don't know why the gears...
Oh, you call that a flower?
Yeah, I don't know why the gears call to the own private part. Like, I give you my flower. It's not a flower. They don't have the form of the flower.
I don't know, but I guess in the States, they call them cookies. It's
I probably, give you my cookie.
Yeah.
And what? I give you the milk?
I don't know. Oh, my God.
How the people call this? Even in Chinese, they call different, like... In Chinese,
it's a type of seafood, I think.
When my friend told me, like, I eat like a Shaoqi.
Shaoqi? Oh, yeah.
Or Nito Shaodidi.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I do have another one. But it also really happened to me. So after this girl, right? So I stayed single for quite a while until I was in university. And then I met this girl. And, I think I probably ignored some certain reflex. I just thought that, you know, like the savior mode. It's like, it's okay. Love wins. Love is really powerful. And I can, you know, I want to help her. And she was, she admitted at one point that she was mentally unstable. Like, she probably suffered from, let's say, bipolar or some other things like that.
And mental?
Mentally. Okay. Yeah, mentally. She had. She was suffering some certain condition.
Okay.
And I was like, oh, it's okay, yeah. And because of her, also, I think thanks to her, I tried to get to know more about that aspect, about how to be more of a supportive lover when it comes to really your better half or your lover is currently suffering or having that condition.
Okay.
And so I really tried my best, really. And that was the point, like, because of that relationship, I understand that sometimes it's not so much about how much you fight. Sometimes it's like you just have to realize that you can really fix, and you shouldn't be fixing. It's like, that person is that person. He or she is complete. And you just like try to see a way if you can cope, if you can just get along with that, or you walk away. Sometimes more like that. And she was like, she was suffering at the time. I could really tell. And because I loved her at the time. And so I was also suffering. It's like, she was crying. And sometimes it's really hard to get her out of the bed to just take a shower.
Mm-hmm.
It's that bad. And one day, I think after several attempts of trying to make this work, I told her then, I loved you, but I think it's probably time for us to, you know, like just break up. I think this is done. And I also have some other things I have to take care of. So I have a lot also on my plate. I think I wish you all the best. I still want you to, you know, live a beautiful life. And she said, I need a moment. Get out. She was suddenly so cold, but so calm at the same time. You know, it's kind of like the calmness that really scared the shit out of me, because she was usually like, like that. But she was like, I need a moment. Get out. So we were in the room, right? And so I got out. I was like, okay, if you need some more time. That was probably a really dumb thing to do when someone act really strangely. They told you to get out and then you got out.
Bro, so you I didn't see the 13 reason why.
And so I got out, but I didn't like leave. I was outside the room, and there was like just dead silence for like 30 minutes. And I was like, what is going on? So I knock. Nobody answer. I knock again. Nobody answered. And it was locked. It was locked. And I couldn't get it open, right? So I was doing this, right? And eventually I got it open, the door. Nobody was inside the room. I was like,
what the fuck?
What are you doing? I was literally, I was like, what? What? Am I on like a magic show or something? And I was like panicking and I looked everywhere, even under the bed. And I was like glanced at the balcony. She was standing there. I was like, oh my fucking God. Baby, please just get down. Please, please just get down. And so I was literally at a moment where I was so scared because she was like so close. She was like on the edge of it. And she was like about to jump. Now, mind you, in Thailand, we have quite a lot of like just house, right? So it was like four stories. And she was like on the balcony and just like standing there barefoot. I was like, please just, I had never really had the experience of how to, you know, negotiate, how to talk someone out of that situation. So I was like, I was crying so bad. And she was like, just like there. And then like her back facing me. And I was like, please just get down. And then she said, do you still want to break up with me?
No!
And I said, no, of course not. I don't want to break up with you. I just talk a bunch of shit. I said, yeah, we can try. We can try. And then after that, I got really, really scared because every time when we were to the point that I think about maybe this really doesn't work, I feared that she's going to do something like that. She's going to pull some kind of stunt like that. And I can't take that as a joke, as a prank, or as something to threaten me, rather than, what if she actually jumps? Then my whole life would be really different, and I don't think I can live with the fact that if, what if he actually did jump? So I think after that, I was just like, I've held it in for so long, and all the things just kind of piled up until she...
Did you tell this for her parents or something like that?
Her parent knew about this condition.
No, about that she's going to jump.
She also had a few attempts before dating me, so her parents kind of knew the whole situation.
No, I mean because for I think the most healthy thing, if you have been in one situation like this, if somebody try to attend with his life or her life, mm-hmm. I think the best part is tell her parents, mm-hmm. because it's not your responsibility. You have one limit, mm-hmm. like a, okay, this happened,
yeah,
and this is not healthy.
It's
for
just
me.
Out of your power. You
yeah,
can't.
It's
yeah.
without my power, and this. Yeah. is without my situation, and I'm just a kid.
Yeah.
So this is without right. my...
I just felt so hopeless and powerless at the time. So yeah, I did tell the parents, and I think like they separated us, and they had someone watching her 24/7, even when she wasn't in her sleep. And yeah, I'm pretty sure that she felt terrible at the time, but then they later on, I think they sent her to like a mental facility to better take care of her, and I hope that she's doing okay. But I kind of just lost contact with her. But that really traumatized me because I remember so vividly she said something saying, you know, when we were like being like cuddling, hugging each other, she would say, baby, I can't live without you. No. Now, when we were dating, that sounded so romantic. Like, I can't live without you.
What happened when one year
saying,
told you that thing?
But now, if you tell me you can't live without me, I'm like, oh, hell no. I'm out of here.
No. Okay.
It's like, you got to be able to live and breathe, like, independently. Yes.
Basically, it's a red flag.
Yeah, that was such a red flag I missed. I was like, oh, that's cute. You can't live without me. Yeah, me too. But I thought it was like a metaphorically.
Yeah.
Not literally, you can't live without me until that point. And that was the story. Yeah, do you have another one?
No, I think that's enough for our stories.
Ooh,
and now
okay,
we
okay,
can
yeah,
pass
yeah.
to the comments of the people.
Yeah.
Everybody, now is the time we are going to see your comments.
So a girl commented saying that, 大太阳下, 我们一起排队去买小吃。 那买到一半，他跟我说他要去牵车， 然后他就躲在比较凉的地方， 就没有出来了。
What the fuck?
You
have a very broad.
I mean, like Taiwan is really hot.
Bro,
but it's ridiculous.
But you are not the only person who is fucking hot over there.
Right, exactly.
If you are in one relationship, of course you need to share right. your moment. You need to say, okay, baby, it's too hot to here. Maybe we can go to the car together. Yeah.
He didn't even invite her to come back to the car. He just like, I'm out of here. I'm a chill in the car with AC on. And that's why they broke up.
I'm a chill in the car without my girlfriend.
Okay, now there's another one. 我讲了很久很想吃马卡龙，但是呢一直都没有买。我们交往了七年，在男友买春之后，他因为很内疚，他就突然买给我了。And she later found out, so then they broke up.
Oh my god!
Just a macaron!
Bro, basically, this is a theory of flowers, you know?
Uh-huh.
Do you listen to the theory of flowers?
No, what does it
mean? If you have your boyfriend and never give you flowers, if some days he give you flowers, it's because he
must have done something. He fucked
yeah,
up big
time. He fucked up with another gear.
He knew he was in hot water, yeah, so then he had to do something to make up for it.
Yeah,
even though
had to make
you may be not find out that, but
you know,
he did something.
They have a theory, more bigger the theory. If it's rose, it's beautiful flowers. Ooh,
he fucked up with a
really beautiful gear and he feels really good.
Oh my God.
More flowers and more beautiful is more guilty.
Wait, you buy flowers for your wife all the time?
It's because I love, because it's not just one time.
You know, okay. If it's consistent.
This
yeah,
is only like, applied. This
if it's like out of the blue, you just got me flower.
Yeah,
and you've
it's
never done something
randomly.
Like that.
It's random. One day he appeared with flowers. Oh, mm-hmm. You know what happened.
Yeah.
But I buy flowers to my gear like one per month or two per month.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not mean that I fuck up with one per month.
It means you fuck up regularly. That's why. 我们是女女念女女女 This is really hard to pronounce. 我们是女女 Why is it so weird for me to pronounce this word? 女 Right? 我们是女女恋 I fucking sound like a foreigner. 我们是女女恋 我们相差五岁欢迎
外国人
我们相差五岁然后有一次在一周年的纪念日我们在吃饭庆祝的时候另一半就说我们的生活差距太大了我压力很大我就被断崖式的分手了没有任何的理由 I think without
She's dating another girl
90%
Yeah
Well actually 95%
Oh you know in the past I don't know if it's real Maybe it could be real
mm-hmm.
I know this happened in the movies Like how the principal character wife Can know the principal character is Have a sex with another girl
mm-hmm.
The guy come home really late And then the wife tried to have a sex, but she smelled the penis of the guy. And the penis smelled like another woman.
Oh!
Maybe you need to try. If you're a lesbian and somebody break the relationship with you, like for no reason, you say, okay, get out your pants and let me smell.
Ah, I see. Oh, you know what? The other day I asked...
smelled the penis?
No. It was not the same.
Because bro, I don't know, when I talk it like a penis or something like that, your reaction, oh, you know that another day. Okay, finish your sentence.
Okay, it's nothing weird. It's actually, I don't know, it's actually quite interesting to know. It's like a trivia. It's like a weird knowledge for you to know as well. So the other day I was thinking, how come human kiss with our lips? Is it instinctive? Do you just want to kiss someone? Like with lips, why not with like this or like with this or just like this? So I looked it up, right? I did my research and it turns out it was because, you know, like back in the day, you know, like really, really like before we had like a village and everything, right? The man, we are the hunter, right? And the women, they are the, you know, they grow plants, right? And then so they would have meat and they would come back, right? So sometimes, you know, like coming back to share food and being selfish, kissing someone was because the husband was away, right? So when they came back, when they come back from, you know, like from the hunting thing, they need to double check whether the wife has eaten something before. Have they had wine or have they had like some other meat without the husband present? So it's like, did you eat something? Let me double check. So it was because of that, and then that people started kissing. It was nothing romantic, actually. It just like somehow turned into something sexy.
Fuck. So basically, kiss another person is nothing romantic.
Yeah. It was like, did you eat something without me? Did you not share the food? Let me double check. So yeah, it was kind of.
Actually, this is a really good information.
Yeah. Right.
And how, if it's without kiss, how you can express your love for another person?
And also it's kind of like hugging or some other things, like touching each other. It's like
maybe you smell the bottom like at the dogs.
Maybe.
Okay, I'm ready.
So, 前男友只丢了一句话，我以为我们只是朋友哎，然后就消失了。I feel so sorry for you, girl.
Oh, but it's true. Somebody confused the friends with a relationship.
Uh-huh. For you, do you have to like really set it? Like, so today is the first day?
You really need someone to...
What are we now?
Bro,
verbalize it.
We are girlfriend and boyfriend since the moment I told you, like, I asked you. If you didn't ask me or I didn't ask you...
We are not.
We are not.
Some people, they would be like they hold hands, they hug, they go out for, you know, for dinner, and then they even, you know, they sleep together. It's like...
Yeah, so,
I think we are. Yeah, I thought we are.
But it's really clear. It's, if somebody asks you, yeah, they are boyfriend and girlfriend. If somebody didn't ask you, they're not... Mm. And like make a deal, you need to sign the contract. That's all for the section of the comments in Bros Bone. No, how we can call that? I don't know how we can call that section.
What do we call? How about we call them Bros Bone React?
Bros Bone React. That's amazing.
Okay.
That's amazing. I love that. So this is all for today in the Bros Bone React. Was a really amazing Bros Bone reaction, but sometimes, you know, sometimes the story is more bigger than just 100 right. later, 100.
It's much more lengthy, yes. Yeah, we've got a couple of them, like this.
And we really appreciate that.
It's very detailed, yeah. We really appreciate that.
Because
enjoy
the detail make rich the story. So that's the reason maybe this podcast is a little more longer.
Yeah, it gives you a lot of context, you know, like the given situation and everything and what happened exactly.
And you can match it with emotion.
Right, exactly.
So it's totally okay. We love
that. Yeah, we chose a couple of them and we're going to share it with you guys. We're going to share them with you guys, okay?
Okay.
All right, so let me just start with reading this first, yeah? It's going to be in English. All right. Okay, let me try to find it here. All right, then. Okay, so this one is from Leah, okay?
Oh, you are going to say the name?
No, I actually asked her whether she wanted to have her name listed out, and she said, yeah, we can call her Leah. So,
Leah.
Hello, Leah. Shout out to Leah. Thank you for your amazing story. So, Leah said, well, the title of the story is Mama's Boy, okay? So, hello, I want to share about my Mama's Boy ex-boyfriend. Well, so for anyone who doesn't know what mama's boy means, it refers to a grown adult man who is very attached to his mother and he seeks like approval and permission for pretty much everything. Mm-hmm. They are strangely and not really normally, you know, like mother and son, you can be
close.
Yeah,
it seems like you are not independent. You depend on your mother for everything
right,
and you want
right,
to
yeah.
go so far is really dangerous. I mean, we love our mother. We can't be independent totally. We love our mother.
It doesn't mean that if you love your mother, it means you're a mama's boy. It doesn't mean like that. But like,
we can put simple.
Like,
if you love your mother, but your mother is not going to stay in your bed when you have a sex with your wife. So
I think that's too much.
This is basically example. This is the
best. Yeah. That's one example. So
because if you put, for example, my honeymoon, I asked to my wife to my mother can go to our honeymoon because the dream of my mother is visit Italy.
Mm-hmm.
So. And my mother is
someone is getting there. You just walked yourself into a trap. You walk into a flam, basically. You want to finish the story, or you ready to stop there?
But we know what is Mapao, Mama.
Yes, like Mapao, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so Leah's ex-boyfriend. So we met on a dating app, and then we chatted almost about every day. At first, everything seems pretty normal, and he's just like a lovely regular guy. However, he only wanted to do voice messages instead of like phone calls or video calls. Yeah, and she found that really strange. But eventually, they met in person, and... he was a nice guy, and then they started dating, right? And then I remember like the first day we went out, and he kept messaging his mother like nonstop. It was like doing this, checking his phone all the time, not really paying attention, not really focusing on the date itself. And until one point he said, my mom is not jealous, is she? And she was like, what do you mean? You're dating, you're out on a date, and then you are curious, you're concerned about whether your mom is jealous or not. But then she was like, maybe. But she kind of ignored the red flag there. Yeah. And then one time when they were getting intimate, when they were making out, right? Suddenly he stopped and he checked the phone. And he checked the phone and the time. And then he said, oh, it's time to call my mom. Because...
That's what I'm talking about. You know, that's what I'm talking about.
So apparently it's kind of like a routine thing. It's their thing, like a mother and son thing, that they call each other every day at like a scheduled time to say, hey, I love you, bye-bye, something. And then while they were on the phone, she said, I helped him. And then she was on the phone and said, yeah, I love you, mom, bye-bye, goodbye, something. And then she felt like, she felt like a third wheel, like the not like she felt like the mistress, but not the actual girlfriend. While the mother was more like a primary partner of her ex boyfriend.
I think I've considered myself. I explain like I see what I say. I consider it a little mapao, a little. It's but bro, you need to understand because I miss my mother. I miss four years.
Yeah, being far away from home. Yeah, sometimes, and
when you don't see like in the real face, when you just call like in one period, you see how your mother is getting older.
I want to know what happened to that Italy kind of proposal thing.
No, actually my wife told me like, no, this is not going to work.
And my mother
told me like, no, it's my dream, but it's your honeymoon.
Yeah, you can take your mom next time while you really
but
got
but when is the next time, bro? I don't know, that is my question. I'm afraid we don't have a next
bro,
time
bro. You only have one honeymoon. You don't want, you know, like other family. Like it should just be like
it's like a, you put
like
in this,
a long
yeah,
time.
But I say what you say. But it's maybe it's just one opportunity to go to Italy.
Make the other opportunity then. Make one. Okay. You create. Be the master of your life. Okay. If you don't have the time, if you don't have the opportunity, squeeze them out.
Okay, but I think I think if you put in one situation, I consider it like I'm not a mapao. I just like I love my mother.
But you know what you did? Like your mom obviously wasn't being very like controlling. She was very like she respect. Oh, it's gonna be your honeymoon, so it should be just you and your wife.
Yeah, actually, she told me like no, it's your honeymoon.
Yeah, it's probably
she understand.
Very,
but my point is. Yeah, but I feel a little guilty. Like,
but it's nice you thought about her, and you know,
bro,
it was a
it's
dream.
Like my mother. For since I remember my mother every time. Oh, I want to go to Italy. I want to go to Venice. I want to go to Rome. I want to. It's since I born, so it's like now I'm going to get married, and my honeymoon is going to be in Italy. So it's like a. Oh, actually, it's like I want to complete one of the dreams of my mother too.
Yeah.
So I don't know if I am my pal. You can write in the comments.
It's Kangol my pal.
Yeah, you can write in the comments if I am my pal. Okay. Mm-hmm. It's one guy who come to Taiwan. Mm-hmm. And, well, they fall in love. They meet in a nightclub. They fall in love. They start to see each other. And the guy say, I have a secret. I need to tell you this. I have a two kids and I'm married.
What?
Yeah. Yeah, I say, I have a two kids.
He was still in a marriage?
Yeah. But he say, you know what? I'm going to get divorced. Actually, I didn't.
Oh, that's always how it started. I'm going to get divorced. Oh, man.
She told like, but she believed. She told me like, I saw the Instagram profile. So it looks like it's like okay. I didn't saw a lot of photos with your wife or your possible ex-wife. So I can believe you. But the point is, the guy was designer.
Yes.
And he created a brand, like a new logo for one her friend's brand.
Yes.
So she, for the curious, one thing's here in the hair. So like, he told me he's going to get a divorce. He told me have two kids. He told me, now he's married, but he never told me who is that girl. She go to the Instagram page with a new logo of the friend.
She was like stalking the page.
Yeah, and then he found the connections. Because, of course, when you see the photo of two kids, of course, the mother give a one like. No, sometimes the mother comments.
It's easy to track.
Yeah, it's easy to track. I think it's one of the more easy to track. And when she tracked that, he opened the Instagram of the gear.
Yeah.
And the whole photos was there. A lot of photos of they together. And when
like
she
a loving
saw...
family.
Yeah, a lovely family. And when she saw the stories, she just... That day, she posed like a... We are so happy to celebrate our 10th anniversary.
Oh my God. So she was just only the mistress.
Yeah.
He was never going
to
get...
Never, never. But he told to like the girl, oh, I'm going to get a divorce.
That's how, like he knew that's how he could just, you know, hold on to you. you're not going to leave because you would hold on to that hope that maybe one day he will be,
you know. And I can tell you something. Partner. That's a story about that, oh, I'm going to get divorced. It's common. It's 100%.
It's so common.
It's so, yeah. It's so fucking common. It's like a sea, bros bone. It's so yeah. common.
Okay, so this one is Natalie's story. All right. So yeah. we were together for 3 years already. And for the first 3 months, I found out that he was about to cheat because he was talking and texting and chatting and going out, you know, for drinks with other girl, like another girl.
Mm-hmm.
But the reason he did not cheat, he did not successfully cheat because the girl turned him down. The girl didn't like him back. So she found out like some certain proofs and chat messages about like the guy wasn't being very loyal. And she wanted to leave at the time, but she really loved him. And then she started to notice some more red flags because one day, it was like 3 a.m. in the morning, and then she got a call, and the guy was like in such a bad mood, and he was like going crazy, very enraged, and say, "Get to my house right now. I need to talk to you." And she was worried, but she was like scared at the same time. But then it was like he was her boyfriend, right? So she went. She was like, "What's going on?" And he hit her.
No way.
He hit her. And she was like, "What is happening? Am I dating like an abusive boyfriend?" And she got really scared. But then later on, I think the guy did some other really terrible things, like including some illegal shit. So then he had to go to the prison, right? And then so he went. He got it. He was like, he was doing his time. And then right after he was released, and then he said that, "Oh, I realized that you are the love of my life." And she said she forgave him, and then they got back together. But the same, like a terrible cycle, on and on and on. He was very abusive and was like, I know, like mentally, physically abusing her and very manipulative. And because he was also like cheating with other girls, so that he got really, you know, like when you're cheating, you would also suspect your partner is, you also would be cheating, right? Because I was cheating. So then he got really, I don't know, like he was just like always suspecting the girl was cheating, and then he would like hit her and something like that. And eventually I think he decided to break up with her, just leaving her.
But
it like,
was
so
too late.
Yeah, but it was too late, and like all the damage. And then she said that she developed depression because of him, and even attempted several times like trying to take away her own life. And then she said that he totally fucked her up, like her entire life. But luckily, I think she is now doing better, and she just got rid of him. And that's like, what a blessing. I am so thankful. I'm glad you left him. I'm glad that he's no longer an issue, a problem.
I think that story, yeah, basically make a really good conclusion for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
One abuser is not just going to hit you one time. It's going to hit you a lot of times.
Yeah.
And maybe not just physically, maybe mentally. So if you are in a toxic relationship, because just this is called toxic relationship, just get out.
Just
so,
walk away.
Yeah, it's don't think, because the point that I told you I'm going to develop is sometimes we confuse love with like a habit, because our companion, we love the companion. We don't like to be alone. So
yeah.
we love to stay with this guy who called my boyfriend, but he abused me, and I'm afraid to break the relationship, not just because I don't love
mm-hmm.
or because he don't love me, just because I am afraid to be alone. So if you are in this situation, break the relationship, and let me tell you something true. You are fucking living in one big war, and you have a parents, you have a friends, and even if you don't have a parents, you don't have a friend, you have a Tyler. And you have a Comcor. So
yeah,
you can
exactly.
send out a message. You are not alone.
Right, you're not alone. You are more than enough. And nobody should ever make you feel like you are not worthy of love. Yeah. If you're in a toxic relationship, just get out.
And if you feel afraid, you feel alone, just send out one message to us, and we are going to stay with you. Don't worry.
Right. I think sometimes people confuse love with also ownership. You know, it's normal to get jealous when you're like deeply in love with someone, when you're head over heels with when you're head over heels in love with someone. You, of course, you want like all of her like attention and love and everything. But it's a bit different when he or she is doing some other thing, and you feel like you need to control that person, or you are the owner. You have
that person. Like humans are not possessions. So it doesn't matter whether you're single or in a relationship, you are complete. You don't have another half to feel complete. It's two complete individuals, and then you together, you're a great team.
So everybody, that's all for today. Don't forget to follow us in our personal Instagram, who is Brosbon in Instagram.
Don't forget to subscribe, like, share, and
activate the bell.
Activate the bell and the notification thingy. We're gonna be asking more questions and trying to have some more interactions. Yeah. So yeah, be sure to throwing all the things that you any ideas or anything that you want to say. And yeah, so maybe we get to read your comments or your stories, yeah, on the show. Yeah.
So that's all for today. Thanks, everybody. It's me, Concord.
It's me, Tyler.
And this is Brosbon. Bye-bye, everybody.